After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Could you make your next job discipleship, like the fishermen of this gospel? Perhaps your children are leaving the nest, or you're finally starting retirement. This could be the opportunity to finally become the real you. Jesus picks disciples in today's gospel and says, "I will make you fishers of men." He liked what he saw in the fishermen, men used to doing hard work and withstanding the elements, men who worked well with others, like athletes on a team. But I can also imagine them protesting, "I can't do discipleship, Jesus. I'm a fisherman." And then Jesus would reply, "You have the right stuff. We'll just transfer your skill sets to the new job. You'll be a quick study. And you'll find this next job even more fulfilling." Jesus didn't say, "I will appoint you fishers of men," but, "I will make you fishers of men." The word "make" sounds like there might be some training involved, formation and study that would take place, on-the-job training, if you will. So, you know, we wouldn't be all alone in this new venture. Could you say walk away from a high-powered job for a simpler one? Or leave your current job to care for a family member? If so, could you then turn to Jesus Christ and learn from him something along the line of discipleship? And could you, in the process, become more your better self, become your truest self through discipleship? In this gospel passage, Jesus seems to be saying that some of the job skills, as well as the natural gifts we've had all along, can be used for the common good. He will help us. He will make us fishers of men, women, and children. Are we ready to leave one job behind and start another? Are we ready to study and listen to the master teacher? Discipleship could become just the best job we've ever had.